Welcome to the mystical world we live in with Almi. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almi.
Delighted to be with you again, and I'm back here in Oregon, where my home is, right on the coast, and beautiful sunsets happen right over the ocean. I am so happy to be with you. This is one of my favorite hours of the week, and very happy that you could join us. We also hope that you tell your friends about our show if you do enjoy it, and if you think that they're at the level where it would be something of worth for them. It's you that makes our show possible, and we are very delighted at our growing family, as evidenced by those of you that are joining our email list, and we do regularly send out emails so that we can tell you about things that have happened and so on. But the very best place to go for that is our daily entry, and often two entries a day, on very rare occasions even three. Which you will find how to get to that blog diary by going to our website at www.spiritualjourneys.com. And on that, it will lead you directly not only to our daily diary, but to the multitude of bodies of free information. We've got over 100 hours of free internet radio available for you. We have got multiple websites. The one on alchemy is under construction. The one for the spiritual healings for animals is just about done, as is the one on angelic languages and angels and understanding how to call angels and their telephone numbers, which is basically their sigils. And if you have that, they will come. And so the information regarding the angelic kingdoms would be on ascensionangels.com, but that also is about a few days away from done. So let's continue, and we will tackle all those wonderful topics we have listed for today. Now, the first one that we have listed is that we wanted to understand why man is such an important key to turning the ascension of the cosmos that represents all life within him as an archetype, or a microcosm, if you will, of the macrocosm. My brothers and sisters, I have on a few occasions pointed out, and you can find this in the archives of this show, that man is indeed not one of the lowly levels of life that sort of later developed, whereas all the higher dimensions developed first. In fact, quite to the contrary. The Earth is, as many of the star beings have told me in the years when they contacted me before I started working on at such a very prolific pace, if you will, for the infinite Mother, Father, God. Before that began, they told me that there is no planet with as much diversity that they have ever found as Earth. And as we have seen in the history keepers that gave me the dictation for the second half of the book called The Gift of the Unicorns, I wrote down, you know, just as they gave it to me, the history of the cycles. And those are the cycles of ascension, descension that we know as the in-breath and out-breath of God. We are no longer in them. But what transpired during those eons of existence and how the Earth traveled through space to end up here in this solar system, you will find in the book, The Gift of the Unicorns. Man, it is said at that time, fell from the very top levels of existence and came down step by step by step to end up as the densest. Why is this? Because all races came from humanity. All other planets and planetary systems came from the codes of the Earth. She has everything on her. They have facets of it. So this is, therefore, our sacred journey to bring our children home. When I went into God consciousness in 2000, over and over and over, I heard the phrase, bring my children home. And I didn't know what that meant until I appeared in front of the mother of all creation, which is the feminine expression of the infinite, and the masculine is 50-50 with that. But that's the first time I was told by her how to bring her children home, and that is that on Earth, the major light workers and myself have for some years been turning these keys that have open membranes, open realms. Every day there's a step, and it's in the diary, as I said. I work very closely with groups that have formed around this work, pursuant to the Infinite's instruction, and those are the sacred orders. And the orders began with the Order of the White Rose in Ireland, the Order of the Dove here in Oregon, and it's a white dove in a blue background surrounded by a golden ring. And we've had the Order of the Pegasus. The name was recently changed. It used to be the Order of the Serpent up in Toronto, and it originated from many of the masters from the area of Eastern Europe that migrated to Toronto, and there this order was born. We have many other orders, the Order of the Unicorns, the Evergreen Order. We've got the Order of the Incorruptible Blue Light. We've got the Order of the Chalice Well, and so on. There are very many sacred and beautiful orders. The Order of the Blue Diamond in Johannesburg that have been formed. The order in Holland and Denmark has been changed from the Order of the Red Spider to the Order of the White Swans. And the White Swans is found in the White Swan Library in the island of Finn, F-I-N, I hope I'm saying it correctly, in Denmark. So I just wanted to tell you that this is the reason. Man is the cradle of civilization, and it is from him that other races have been formed, the pedigree of how these races were formed from man, and how we came to be the lowliest of beings to bring them all home through this ascension. My brothers and sisters, it's in the gift of the unicorns and also in opening the doors of heaven, revelations of the mysteries of Isis. Now, I have much that I want to share with you, and all of it has to do with this issue of the pyramid and the pyramid of knowledge and the known and the unknown and the unknowable and why true masters are often overlooked. So let's begin with the most basic, because huge things have happened regarding this in the last 6 days. In fact, they are so massive that for the first time I've had great difficulty knowing even remotely how to put them in words, to put them on my diary. So as I spoke to my class, I've just come back from Colorado, as those of you who joined me last week knows, because I made the last program from Colorado, and unfortunately the class was so full we had to turn many of you away, but next time perhaps you can just reserve a little earlier and we'll certainly get a larger venue. But what happened during these days, my brothers and sisters, it's unspeakable. There are many photos that were taken by the masters. They photographed huge angels. They have photographed the immaculate birth that took place, the baby that was there. They photographed some of the beings in the class that came in to give us pieces of information. They actually photographed some of the holy city that materialized over Denver. We will get these on these websites, like we've got the Aruba Firina website, which is our interdimensional website. I don't quite know where these will turn up because the websites are growing very rapidly. Every week, virtually, I'm getting a body of information to put on a website because the Infinite has said we are preparing the universal libraries. And it's like the universal universities. It's not just for ourselves, it's also for other star races who are here to study it. So let us start with the known, the unknown, and the unknowable. And some of this I've touched on, so I will not go in as deeply because we've already gone through bits of it in previous classes, radio shows. But nevertheless, it's the beginning of what I'm going to try and tell you that became revealed this last week. So number one is that there is a pyramid of knowledge. At the most basic level, we are working with the known, the unknown, and the unknowable. What that means has changed in the last several days. But let's start with what it meant. If you have a teacher that is deeply in bliss, does not do much but stays deeply in the state of intense bliss, or you have a teacher that is telling you things about how to live, how to be, that you know in your heart are true. When they say it, something inside just goes, yes, and you feel more inspired to live them than you ever did before. Those teachers serve a very valid role. They are the teachers for the base of the pyramid. Most of the people are in the base of the pyramid. You can, however, because what they're working with is the known. But the known is everything that's contained within the fields of man that have been known at some point or another by their mahatmas, by their masters, by the population, by an advanced population, by mystery schools. Any of that is part of the known. Now, that's a fishbowl because it's a closed body of information. It's true that daily it grows with more known, but my brothers and sisters, nevertheless, you are going round and round the fishbowl. And so either you stay there and you stagnate. The teacher, if she stays there or he stays there, will also stagnate. I have frequently lost at least half my student base because they could no longer relate to what I was doing because I was changing to a next level of teaching. And it was not predictable anymore. This is not what they came for, and they all left. And, of course, each time my office said, what are you doing? You're becoming more and more esoteric. You know, there's fewer and fewer people. Well, that's true. My job is not to gather the students of the earth. It is to prepare the masters who are the pillars of the temple for the infinite, for the incredible new era that will be born on earth in the very near future. And is being born is perhaps a better way to say it. The unknown. We have there beings that work as mystics. I myself worked there for many years before Mother called me and lived a very deeply shamanic and mystical life where I walked back and forth between realms. You know, I used other beings as my allies to assist me to gather information. Those kinds of times create a lot of miracles, and people can clearly see you're a master. If you're in the known, they can also very clearly see you're a master because of the fact that their heart says, yes, I already know this. They're just reminding me of it. In the unknown, the miracles will attest to the fact that you know something others might not. And so, again, people go from perhaps the known, when they finally find that they've gone around the fishbowl a couple of times, to the unknown. And the unknown is the place where you're working with that which the cosmos has known, but mankind has not. So you're working a lot of the times with channeling and things like that from other kingdoms. All of that has to do with the unknown. But although you might grow from it, mankind might grow from it, the rest of the cosmos doesn't. Life rewards you at the level of the gifts you give to the cosmic life. So you do gain and you do grow, but it's on a graph, it's sort of a gentle upward slope. If you wanted to shoot upwards, straight upwards, my brothers and sisters, you are welcome to contact my office and talk to anyone that was in the last 5 days. The 5 days before it was a class here at my house. I don't know if they can speak about it, but it is beyond what anyone, we would never advertise that. It is straight up. The things that we get to see, the things that we get to experience. Why is that? Because we're dealing with the unknowable. The unknowable is that which no one has ever accessed inside the cosmos, no matter how great the master, no matter how advanced the civilization before. The most incredible thing has happened. We used to work with the cosmic life, relationships within the cosmos. We still do, but it has become the minority. In the last weeks of work that we have done, my brothers and sisters, starting with the Irish class that was in Dublin, and the next one is in November, we have actually been working with that which lies outside the cosmos altogether. We've been working with the infinite being of life and the very source of everything that we know as existence. And this has been our unspeakable privilege. For sure, this is so far into the unknowable that, to quote Rumi, that those that do not hear the drummer could well think that the dancer is mad. But this is the unknowable, and this kind of a master, and they're in my glasses, you will not spot easily. Because they will test and push you beyond any limit you've had when you're in their environment. You either have to grow rapidly, you see, or you have to resist it and say, my gosh, they create chaos, I'm leaving. I had two people leave my class. They're usually about two that leave my class. They cannot handle this, and this is fine. Not everybody knows how rapid this growth is. We hold on for dear life. It's a roller coaster of 5 days. Let's take a quick break, and afterwards we'll talk about what this is actually a symbol of. This is just the beginning. So we'll talk about it in a few minutes.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled, Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016. The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are a part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Almeen at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
Have been opening the doors of heaven with Almeen. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almeen.
Welcome back. But my brothers and sisters, this pyramid where the capstone is the unknowable, the unknown is found in the middle, and the known is basically the base, and each level has its teachers, and the numbers get fewer and fewer as you go to the very tip. This is representative, just a little pattern in the vast picture. Let's take the same pattern and run with it. The next image that can be described identically to what I have just done is the image of the reclamation of man's power. These are bodies of information that are beyond sacred. They were sought after with much, much fervor by those who represented illusion during the ages of the fall when they still existed. The pyramid that reveals the perfection of life by manifesting in material life. Now let's see what we've just said. A long, long time ago, when man was at the top of the pyramid, before he sank to the bottom to bring his children home, to become the pivot point and way shower of the ascension of all cosmic races, there was definitely available to man methods of materializing and methods of revealing perfection. For instance, we have spoken about white magic briefly before and said that when an angel or a fairy grows a flower or the angel heals a sick child, the manipulation that they do with their white magic is basically to expose what lies underneath the appearances. You see, there are creations that we can call sub-creations. Let's give an example of that. In the cosmos, there is perfection. Then we were given the ability to create. And with thoughts and feelings falling into the reservoir of our hearts and acting upon the substance of things hoped for, which are the fields of existence, we actually are able to materialize our own realities. But it's like a sub-creation that overlays everything that is perfect. Like if you had an overhead projector and you had the perfect pattern on it, and you put another cake doily on top and another cake doily on top, and at the end of the, you know, about 6-7 cake doilies later, there's not much light coming through. When you are using these methods, and there are three, the base of the pyramid, the middle of the pyramid, and the top of the pyramid, it is like removing those doilies off the overhead projector until the perfection of the bottom pattern can be shone through with the light so you can see it. So there are three things that were lost by man as we descended and went into forgetfulness in order to become the analytical, pivotal points that we were and are. The first thing that was lost was, well, I don't exactly know in what order they were lost, so I will just tell you what they consist of. The base of the pyramid requires faith. Now, my brothers and sisters, we have a really excellent piece on this that is being put up during this week. Some of it is already up on iTunes. Some are going on YouTube and so on. There's one other that we use, but all of that is on our website. But keep your eyes open. There either are some on already or some are going on during the week. Because I didn't know how I would ever even write these miracles that happened. You know, we have, for instance, an interview with somebody that arrived there, and he has, I think he said 5 or 6 honors that he won, Purple Hearts or Purple Stars or something. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what they're called, but he's a veteran that just came back, young man. Bullet hole in his shoulder, bayonet stuck him in the foot, I mean, scars everywhere. And when he left, we took the video. There is not a single bullet hole or scar left. His entire body has changed. So, my brothers and sisters, what happened there this week revealed to us the following, but it is better that you listen for further information. There's bits on the blog, and certainly the writing is on the blog, which is very helpful, on the diary. But the video clips and the audio clips that are on iTunes, listen to those as well. They're all for free. So we've got the following. We have at the base of the pyramid white, incorruptible magic. when minds were divided and in place, which is something that has changed. Mother has combined mind with feeling and emotion. And it's the way we think is different. We may not have noticed it, but it's different. For me, it's profound. The subconscious mind would have been representative of this, which we say is the white magic. It requires faith if you're going to do it by itself. It works. For instance, the fairies gave us, you know, for in that extraordinary week when I wrote the book Aruba Ferina in 1 week with 9 other masters who were present, the fairies gave us their magic. They let us take their photos. You know, it works for them. Why doesn't it work for us? Well, they expect it to work. You know, we find an incantation given or something that they're giving to us, and Aruba Ferinas means gift of love, so they meant it in the greatest possible love to share such sacred things with humanity, which to them is so precious. But for them, they have done it since the very beginning of their existence. They know it works, so it works. They give us the same thing. It should work. Does it work? It will, if we have the faith. But the bottom of the pyramid, which is the white magic, the color representing this is red. And the middle of the pyramid requires something else. It's alchemy. I've been touching on it for the last 2 times of speaking to you, or maybe it's the last time and 2 times before that. I know I spoke about it when I was in Dublin because we were receiving it. And by the way, we're putting up Wheels of the Goddess, the Sacred Secrets of Alchemy. We're putting that up, and it's busy being prepared right now as well. So please watch for it. And if you're on our email list, we'll certainly let you know. But to continue, alchemy, what does it require? Alchemy requires a type of mathematical knowledge. 1 + 1 = 2. But 1 + 1 of the right thing can be up to 96. In other words, let's say you have a chunk of lead and you have another chunk of lead. You put those two things together, what do you have? 2 chunks of lead. But you can take a chunk of lead and you can put something with it that, you know, if you have the knowledge to do it, could produce gold, something exponentially larger than the two things you added together. So the basics of alchemy, why old alchemy absolutely cannot work? It cannot, because the laws of nature and reality have changed. All of that, how to do alchemy, you know, the 100 sacred components that you work with in alchemical formulas, all of this is going on our website. But a lot of it is over the last 3 or 4 weeks on our blog diary. But it's the type, it's what to add to what to create this exponential increase in the sum of it, in the total of it. So that is alchemy. It is represented by the color yellow, and it is the middle of the pyramid. Now, we said that the bottom is the known and the middle is the unknown. How does this work? Well, when you do incorruptible white magic, why is it incorruptible? Because what it does is it exposes what's already there. There is a pattern of perfection. In other words, when a fairy uses magic, they don't make a flower where the template does not already exist within existence. They do, in fact, simply reveal that template, and then there becomes a flower. So it's not a new creation that was never done before. White magic that's incorruptible works only with the perfection of the known, the pattern of the infinite's being. The alchemy works within the cosmic laws. It's not just here on Earth. The fairies on Earth, the magic on Earth, will only produce what's on Earth. You have to get magic outside of the earthly realms if you want to produce what's outside of it. The unknown, however, is the rest of the cosmos, and that is what alchemy works with. That's why it will go beyond earth sciences, it goes beyond earth knowledge, because it works with what lies outside. But it doesn't work with anything outside of the cosmos. There's something that does, though. And my brothers and sisters, I've been receiving it for the last 6 days. I, by any means, do not have enough information to put everything together for you, but I have enough to begin. And it is not on my diary because, to tell you the truth, I was so speechless from what I've lived through in the last 6 days. It's one of those that I believe we have a very good video clip about that will be up in the next day or two. So, what is that called? As I say the name, you will realize that somebody else had this knowledge, and it was the Freemasons. Where did they get the knowledge? In ancient times, according to what I read in the libraries of Isis from which I translated the revelations of the mysteries of Isis opening the doors of heaven. According to that, the Isis gave two groups, two sets of bodies of information and codes. The first group were the Rosicrucians. She gave them the codes of sacred government on Earth. You know, whether they kept it, whether it became corrupted, it's beside the point, because last October, Mother cleansed and purified and upgraded all governmental, the sacred government that's to be instigated at some time in the near future. So Mother fixed all of those codes, and it's not being held by them anymore. The other body of information she gave is what I'm speaking of. That which taps into what lies outside of the cosmos, where one and one is not just up to 96, but it is millions of, I don't know how much more, I'm sorry, let me not say that, much, much, much exponentially more. That is called the divine architect creational principles. So the divine architect principles of creation. And that is what it's called. And you will see some of that. I think we put some of it on the diary. It's a blur for me. I don't know what went on and what did not. But regardless, it will soon be in a few weeks on our website, which has to be created for this. So we've got a lot to tell you about that, but let's take a few minute break and we'll be right back.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today. The book Journey to the Heart of God, Mystical Keys to Immortal Mastery. After 3 months of intense physical preparation, in January 2004, Almeen experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for more than the second time since moving into God consciousness, the state of no longer identifying with ego, in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book has been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like the automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it is transcribed. Few who have entered into God consciousness leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of the mortal master. In addition,
to continue function among the masses. But as a Toltec, Nahual, and seer, Almin's life is dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. It is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. These sacred messages came the true identity of mankind as light beacons of creation and the way shows back to the heart of God. Within this book, some of the mysteries of the cosmos that have plagued seers for eons have been solved for the first time. Never before in the history of any mystery schools have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the destiny of man. With every fiber of our beings and in the depth of our heart's truth, no matter how profound, can be recognized for what it is, and it is the truth that shall set us free. To receive a copy of this book, premier CDs, online magazine, workshop, or lecture downloads, go to www.almin, spiritual, journeys, journeys.com or call 502-499-0016.
Have gone through. That is the deepest dreams we've had. as the ascension takes place each time, we've gone from dream to dream to dream, but going into less and less depth, so that at some point, the infinite will, in fact, wake up. To create this dream, within a space within the infinite's existence, there is a field formed. In other words, the one we have just come out of had within its space mind at rest. I've written a great deal about mind at rest, both in the book Opening the Doors of Heaven and in the book that we're just getting ready for the printers, or it's in the printers, I'm not sure, I haven't contacted my office in a week. But that book is called Windows into Eternity. And it makes great revelations about how the cosmos is formed and the infinite's being and so on. But that book speaks about mind at rest. Mind at rest has traditionally had only part of the building blocks of life, not enough parts to be awake and aware that it exists. So it's been like in a sleep form, and it has filled the space outside of the triangle. As we woke from that, we entered, and it was a tremendously powerful experience when we were given the task to basically unlock the gates that would set free the cosmos out of this dream. It's, you know, I mean, you're welcome to talk to the students if you want to contact my office, but it's really beyond description. So what happened then is that we went into what's called another field, simply something in a bigger space, more awake, less asleep, less forgetfulness about the mysteries of beingness, called the field of potential. Now, my brothers and sisters, this field of potential is what the old knowledge tapped into. The old knowledge that dealt with this divine architect information, that dealt with getting power from what lies outside of the pyramid of life, or the triangle of life, containing the known and the unknown, and the bodies of information dealing with the known and the unknown, and finally having a body of information that goes outside the cosmos for its power source. On Friday, it was found. Sorry, that was Thursday. On Thursday, it was found by the infinite that life would be a much higher order if it did not have a field of building blocks of some form occupying areas within the infinite's being. If we were able, and I don't know what the ratio is, I haven't received it, I haven't asked, but if we were able to, with alchemy, go 1 plus 1 is up to 96, depending on, you know, the power of the components you add together, or the leverage power, if you were able to go 1 plus 1 is, say, 144 before, by going into the field of potential outside of the cosmos, which in the mystical writings is indicated by a triangle. If you went outside of that, you might have been able to go 1 plus 1 is maybe 100, well, actually would be more like 1,444 or 440. So it would be more like in that range. My brothers and sisters, it's now so much bigger. 1 plus 1 can be much, much more than that, because the power source has changed from a creation to the creator. And the creation was the field of potential of life that has been removed as a subcreation laid over the infinite's being that is outside the cosmos. So that is what this taps into. What is it based on? Because we've said that, you know, white magic is at the bottom and of this pyramid and deals with the known, and the unknown is the alchemy, and it's based on mathematical formulas of some sort. What is this top, this capstone of information? What is that based on? Capstone of information is based on relationships. Let's take a quick break, and then I've got a nice chunk of time left, and we'll go through that whole topic of how this is done.
The book, A Life of Miracles, Mystical Keys to Ascension. This book is deeply inspiring and motivational in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as a microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. Its detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience. Ascension, Almine's gift as a mystic, are a revelation to all who know her. She is an international phenomenon and certainly deserves to be. That's from His Excellency, Sir Koval Young, Governor General of Belize in Central America. What a priceless experience to be able to catch a glimpse into one of the most remarkable lives of our time. This book is bound to have an indelible impression. That's from the Ambassador Armin Sarkeesian, former Prime Minister of the Republic of Armenia. To receive a copy of this book, premier CDs, online magazine, workshop, or lecture downloads, go to www.almine journeys.com or call 502-499-0016.
The doors of heaven with Almine. For more information on your own spiritual journey, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Now back to Almine.
Welcome back to our final segment for the day. And when we speak about the relationships that this capstone of information and power to expose the perfection of life and to, in fact, become co-creators. Because what this works with is the creational codes of existence. They're blue in color. It's the blue light. And the library of the blue light is, in fact, at the core of the earth, and an interdimensional library, and it holds the codes of existence. The blue light that is formed by these glowing codes of existence. When you put the whole pyramid together, the blue and the red and the yellow, actually from the top down it's blue and yellow and red, the cosmos becomes filled with white light. That was, in fact, this morning, spoken by the infinite as a law of reality, that the colors of the cosmos become balanced and that its light becomes white, because the bodies of information are in place. The earth holds the codes of existence. She is called the cradle of civilization because she doesn't just hold our codes. She holds all codes. And it has lain like a blue pearl in her heart. The next, so the one very primary relationship is, of course, with the earth. And this is beyond the earth magic of shamanism, my brothers and sisters, because, you know, that was part of my path. The shamanistic way was very much part of my path for many years. But that is actually in the red light at the bottom of the pyramid. That's just a different body. There are multiple bodies in that lower echelon. This is deep, deep earth mysticism that accesses the laws of reality in order to tap into the source of creation, gaining the codes of creation from the living library, which is the earth. The very basis, the very first relationship, and it plays a part in every step of wielding this information, The very first relationship you are required to have to do this, which is why it is incorruptible, is the adoration of the infinite. And on the piece that will be going up very soon, this week, in fact, on one of our video sites, and you can, you know, certainly take a look at which one it is by looking at our website, because it'll guide you right there. But it tells you how exactly to get that adoration, because there are suggestions needed. We are dealing with something nebulous when it is so vast that there is no end to it. How does one grasp something like that enough for the adoration to begin? Well, one of the suggestions is that you see the infinite, not by feeling the adoration for its creations, but as the creations being its facets of expression. In other words, it's in the exquisite beauty of a flower unfolding, of the sunset, of a roaring waterfall, of the passion of a volcano spewing. Think of the most exquisite things in nature you have seen, and know that it is created by this infinite mother, father, whichever part you want to worship and adore, that doesn't matter. But it's one being. It's the one infinite, endless being that within the cosmos expresses as the many. That is the very first relationship. There is something that you do, which we describe there, which enhances life that the infinite has created. This leaves the cosmos in your debt. And therefore, you are able to tap into the power that is needed through the creational codes of the earth to restore perfection. There are 100 genetic codes. There are, in fact, 108 within the infinite. And in the last day, humanity, who only had 100, also got an additional 8. But the total is 108, but we only work with 100 of them. The 100 genetic codes within the body that are part of the DNA, that are part of the creational codes of man, and remember, here's how we come full circle. Man is the microcosm of the macrocosm. Those codes each have a quality. And we give you that, and then, because this is part of this deep information, then by embodying that quality, first of all, let's say the quality is the third quality, which would be manifesting heaven on earth. So you would decide what it is you want to heal. Your friend is bitterly unhappy in the family life, and you go through all 100 and you determine that this particular one is the quality that would make that family whole. And so what you do is you embody it. You absolutely feel it. And we have told you how to embody these qualities and other qualities, any quality that is praiseworthy, in two places. If you go to the website, almeenhealing.com, you can find it for free under the Belvaspata section, which tells you how to embody the pure frequencies of the cosmos. It's also in the book, The Ring of Truth. So if you go there, it will tell you how to embody it. You embody, so now you have two relationships, your relationship with your the own pure codes of creation for man. So you embody those, then once you feel that is within you, in the way we've given, then you give forth the adoration to the infinite. Because you embody that and you are in a state of adoration, it will actually strengthen that in the cosmos itself. Because you have now just done, which is why, you know, these incredible masteries are happening in our classes, because you've now just left the cosmos in your debt through the work that you've done, Now you are entitled to a great gift of abilities. And there is a very holy symbol that's been given for the divine architect, that infinite that exists. And now you pull in through two other relationships, which both have to do with the one is the archetypes of the earth, such as wind, rain, water. Each of these codes, the 100 codes, have one of those archetypes that is more closely affiliated with it, because you know them. The wind is your friend. The soil is your friend. The water is your friend. This is the deeply mystical relationships. There are 40 of them to cultivate. You ask for their assistance as you call in the codes, the creational codes from the earth. There are 50 creational codes from the earth that we work with this, that you call in, and those codes have also been given, and you can, at that point, through the method given, direct it into your friend's home and end up with several things happening. Profound changes in the home. You are better than you were before. Life is better than it was before. All three of these that we have discussed, the creative principles of the divine architect, enhances alchemy. You can do them in conjunction. Or both of those, or alchemy alone, can enhance the white magic. So those three bodies of information, the red, the yellow, the blue, you can use one at a time, or you can use two, or you can use three. And it creates profound, powerful abilities to expose the perfection of life. The restoration of this, coinciding with the same week from which we wake up from a dream. Don't look back, my brothers and sisters. All of life is changing as we speak. Many, many, many gifts are coming, but we cannot carry the past forward. It is especially important for humans because of this pivotal role we are playing as the archetypes, not to look back. Define yourself by what you are becoming. Know and trust your own ability. If you look at a football field and you put on the football field a ring about the size of a plate, and in that ring on top of the grass, in the middle, you put a pea. The white magic is powerful, but it is the pea. The ring is the alchemy. The football field, but remember, the football field really doesn't have a parameter, is these principles, the creative principles of the divine architect. It is such a blessing to come to earth. When these massive, powerful objects and pieces have been worked with in the past and for some years, those are the parts that always have been entrusted to me. For the first time, I could stand back. My students, who rapidly, all of them were masters by the end of that week, meaning they had the option to the silent mind, were entrusted. That was a gathering of oracles. They came from all over the world. We had people come from as far away as Moscow and Malaysia. And it was extraordinary. And the oracles gathered, and for the first time, directly, they were entrusted with such powerful and potent information. We are blessed to be on the earth at this time. Please do not pay attention to the scary stories that filter around the internet, my brothers and sisters. They cannot predict the future because they don't know what is happening day by day. I want to thank you so much for joining me during this show, and I'll be here in Oregon next week, and the week after that, I believe I'll be in Ohio. So if any of you are in Ohio, there is still room in that class, and you may want to sign up early. Thank you very much, and my love to you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, The Mystical World We Live In, with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.